Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge is offering personal use firewood collection by permit beginning today.
This is for harvesting of dead and down trees. In several areas, we have dropped beetle-killed spruce trees, and they're going to be available for personal use firewood collection,
said Deputy Refuge Manager Steve Miller. Woodcutting will be permitted along Swan Lake Road from the junction of Swanson River Road to Paddle Lake Trailhead, Swanson River Road from Dolly Varden Campground north to Swanson River Landing, Funny River Road from Milepost 4 to Milepost 9.5, Dolly Varden Campground, Upper and Lower Skelack Road, including Engineer Lake Road and portions of Upper and Skelack Campgrounds, Omer Campground, Jim's Landing, and Ski Hill Road. No woodcutting is allowed along the refuge service entrance roads.
We will be having the same thing as we have in the previous years. We'll have permits available out at our front door, and you can fill them out and either drop them in a box out front or bring them inside. And if you have any questions about maps, feel free to come inside and ask any questions you might have.
Excess limbs and woody debris must be piled outside and away from roadsides and rights-of-way, ditches, riparian areas, and campsites within campgrounds. Permits allow the collection of up to 5 cords of firewood for personal, non-commercial use per household. All other woodcutting on the refuge is prohibited. Except dead and down wood may be used for campfires while camping on the refuge. The permit will expire and these areas will close to firewood cutting on March 31st. Weather conditions or depletion of firewood for cutting may prompt the refuge to close areas earlier. The Alaska Department of Natural Resources Division of Oil and Gas will offer all available state acreage in the Cook Inlet and Alaska Peninsula oil and gas lease sale areas tentatively scheduled for spring of 2025. The Department of Oil and Gas is requesting substantial new information concerning Cook Inlet and the Alaska Peninsula that has become available over the last year. Based on the information received, the department will either issue a supplement to the findings or issue a decision of no substantial new information for the lease sale. Alaska holds annual competitive oil and gas lease sales in 5 defined geographic areas called area-wide lease sales. Before the department may hold an area-wide lease sale in any of the 5 geographic areas, Alaska law requires a written finding that it is in the state's best interest to have a lease sale. A best interest finding is generally valid for 10 years. The finding describes facts and relevant laws pertaining to the proposed lease sale area and discusses the potential effects of oil and gas exploration, development, production, and transportation. It also contains mitigation measures that lessees must follow. The Cook Inlet area-wide lease sale area encompasses about 1.5 million acres onshore and 1.8 million acres offshore, divided into 833 tracts, currently ranging in size from 640 to 5,700 acres. The Department of Oil and Gas generally considers substantial new information to be published research, studies, or data directly relevant to the matters listed in the Alaska statutes that have become publicly available over the last year. Superior Court Judge Bride Seifert sentenced 29-year-old Alan Gonzalez to 29 years in prison for sexual assault on Thursday, October 10th. Judge Seifert ordered a composite sentence of 53 years with an active term of imprisonment of 29 years and 2 days. Upon his release from custody, Gonzalez will be on probation for 15 years. On June 14th of this year, a Homer jury found Gonzalez guilty of all counts. The victim provided a powerful statement to the court at the sentencing. The victim stated that although she continues to deal with the repercussions and mental impacts of what the defender had done to her every day, she wanted the court and the defendant to know that he had not broken her and that she would continue to rebuild her life. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.